talk us through this new model that was released by Anthropic. Why did it cause so much disruption yesterday?
Yeah, hi, Jemana. Yeah, I mean, you could argue that Anthropic's having a bit of a DeepSeek moment, if you remember from a year or two back, really disrupting the AI market with these co-work tools. It started with the Claude code, which kind of helped coders to essentially develop their software quicker and in a more automated way. Then they kind of transformed that into kind of co-work, which applies across a whole broad range of productivity tools such as Excel. And now the latest twist in that is they brought out a specific automation tool for legal services, and that really disrupted a lot of the big kind of professional information service names yesterday, like RELX, for example. But I think that's just kind of sparking broader fears that companies like Anthropic, that really focused on business productivity tools, are really making traction. It's really going to accelerate the disruption in existing business models, and not just traditional non-tech business models, but also new AI models too. So that's really kind of spooked investors. And, you know, anything that's got the slightest hint of AI to do with it in terms of kind of software and services is kind of feeling the effects. And it wasn't just software names. Yesterday we saw a big sell-off, for example, in advertising agencies that have been investing heavily in AI as the next evolution of their business models. But even they suffered, despite the fact that Publicis reported good results.